This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to hour number two of USA Prepares. This is your captain, John Reagan, sitting in for Vincent while he's taking care of his farming chores. You may want to fasten your seatbelt. I got a feeling this is going to be a really exciting hour. I'm pleased to present someone who's going to be in Dallas for the Hear the Watchman Conference, and that's March 31st through April 2nd. Pastor Carl Gallups is a senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church. He's authored several books, a radio host, and we could probably take the whole hour just going over his bio. But I know he's got so much more to talk about. So, Pastor Gallups, welcome to USA Prepares.
John Reagan, thank you so much for having me on, and thank you for your kind introduction. Matt, it's an honor to be here with you.
It's a pleasure. And there's just so much going on in the world today. We just spent an hour talking about the dam in California, and that's almost minor in comparison with other things we see going on. Your newest book is When the Lion Roars, Understanding the Implications of Ancient Prophecies for Our Times. Yeah. And boy, do we see that over and over and over.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right, John. And listen, you know, thank you for having me on, and thank you for mentioning the book. I want your audience to know I'm not here to sell a book, but I appreciate you mentioning it because I'm going to say a lot of shocking things probably in this interview, and I just want folks to know that everything that I'm going to say is documented in that book. That's the only time I'm going to mention the book again. But yeah, When the Lion Roars, and it's a Amazon number one bestseller in multiple categories. It's still going crazy, and the reason is I don't deal with eschatological schemes. It doesn't matter if you're pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. I don't get into all of that. What I do is I just say this book is like no other prophecy book on the market, because what I do is I say, look, it's not even been 70 years since Israel's been back in the land. So let's just look at those less than 70 years, and let's watch what happened to this world. We went from black and white grainy TV that not even everybody even had in their homes back in 1948 to this ubiquitous presence of mind-blowing science fiction technology that's all around us, from mixing pigs and humans to, you know, to genetic splicing, to sex robots, to internet, cell phones that connect all over the world, instantaneous translation, communications on the, you know, it just goes on and on and on. And I said, let's just take a look at these little handful of decades and watch the explosion of prophetic occurrences, and then line those up with what the Word of God clearly says. And so the book has 35 chapters. Each chapter is only about 6 or 7 pages long. It's quick. It's like eating a bag of potato chips. It's snappy. I just take stuff right out of the headlines, go straight to the scriptures, do deep contextual studies, and it's all documented. And the premise of the book is this. We are living in the most profoundly prophetic times, John, since the first coming of Jesus Christ. I mean, it is astounding what is happening in this world around us. And, I mean, brother, since the return of Israel, which I believe is the starting clock of the last days, and when I say last days, I'm not a date setter, and I don't even pretend or try or even wink-wink come close to that. I just say, look, we're very, very close either to the rapture of the church and or the return of Jesus Christ, maybe in our generation, maybe the next generation. But the bottom line is, ever since Israel returned, the clock has started ticking, and that's where we are. That's the foundation of you know, life today, and we're watching it unfold right before our eyes, even here in America, even with this last election, John.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Matthew 24 quite a bit when the conference comes up. And every generation has thought that it was the last generation ever since Jesus was here.
Yeah, I deal with that in the book, yeah.
And I'm going to cover some things that even if you're a devout atheist, there's so many things, both financially and physically, that would have to change that we have no solutions for life to continue as we know it. And I'm hoping that that will encourage some of our you know, brothers and sisters to actually get off their butts and start, you know, being Christians.
Yeah, me too. Well, and that's, you know, that's why I do what I do. I mean, look. I've been in the ministry for a little over 30 years. I've been the senior pastor of one church here on the Gulf Coast for 30 years. Just, in fact, this in 2 weeks from now, it'll be 30 years that I've been in one church. Prior to that, I spent 10 years in Florida law enforcement, and some of that was doing investigations as well. So, you know, 40 years of life experience dealing at the deep, dark hurts and disasters and devastations of people's lives, and law enforcement and all that that entails, ministry and all that that entails, traveling the world, being on different continents, preaching and teaching, ministering to people, 40 years of my life. And so, I mean, I'm finally getting a grasp on this, John. I'm finally understanding where we are, and I'm watching this stuff. And that's my ministry is devoted to trying to wake people up. And I'm not an alarmist. Hey, I'm very positive. I love life. People that are, that's why I've been able to stay in one place for 30 years. People know I'm not a nut job. I'm not a sensationalist. I'm not an alarmist. But I see what's happening. I'm a sober-minded, investigative, and I'm in media a lot too, so kind of a journalist. That's how I approach life and the scriptures. And just because the scripture says a certain thing doesn't mean that I'm just going to say, oh well, okay, then here it is in the headline, so this must be that. No, I research the thing out, and I go back and I dig and I do my due diligence contextually as well as historically, and so. But the point is, there are dozens. Yes, I said dozens with an S. Of either direct, huge prophetic occurrences that are going on right before our eyes, and we're the first generation since Jesus Christ came, we're the first generation in history to see these things happening. They're either direct or they're indirect, but they're deeply connected to direct prophecy, and that's where we are. I mean, let me just off the top of my head, all right, so Israel comes back. Well, that's a direct prophecy of Ezekiel 37, for example. The Valley of the Dry Bones in the last days, it'll come back. It'll be united. It won't be divided anymore. It'll be in the land. Boom, there it is. But Ezekiel 38 says, but after it comes back, after it's established, after it's secure in the land, and by the way, Israel's the number one superpower of the Middle East, there it sits, secure in that sense. It says, after that, there will be a coalition of nations that will form up for the first time in history. They will begin to form up, and it will eventually be for the purpose of attacking Israel, to try to destroy it, wipe it off the face of the earth. Well, before that coalition of nations could come about, John, first there had to be an Israel back in the land. Well, boom, 1948, that happened. Here we are, less than 70 years later, and lo and behold, the coalition of Ezekiel 38, which even Orthodox Jewish rabbis who deny Jesus Christ They're familiar, of course, with the Old Testament prophecies. They're familiar with Ezekiel 38. Even they are now proclaiming in the media, oh my gosh, Ezekiel 38 is happening right before our eyes. And what is Ezekiel 38? What does it say? Well, the main feature, it talks about how Magog and Persia will join together, and these two entities, nationalistic entities, will drag along all of these other nations with them. And the nations' names are usually are tribal names, Beth Togarmah, etc., etc. And those come out of the Table of Nations, Genesis chapter 10, and they're all tied to nations of the Middle East and or Turkey and or some of the Stan nations and or Russia. And it says very clearly Persia and Magog will kind of start all of this. Well, Persia is Iran. Until 1935, all the maps and history books listed that area as Persia. Now it's called Iran, coming from an ancient language in that area. And so it was renamed. Speaking of it, it signifies the Aryan race, which they connect themselves to. They're not Arabs. They're Aryans, and they're Persians. And so they changed the name to Iran. Well, who's Magog? Well, Bible scholars debate that topic, and most of them have said for decades and decades and decades that they believe that was corresponding with Russia because of the tribal names. Now some scholars are saying, you know what, Turkey's probably involved in this too, because the Russians and the Turkic people are all related. Chinese, Russian, Turkic people, they're deeply, deeply related genetically. And so now we're watching Russia and Turkey in their alliance finaglings. We're watching Turkey implode into an Islamic caliphate under his name has escaped me, the president there, Erdogan, Recep Erdogan. And so we're watching that happen. Now we're watching Russia with a military presence in Syria aligning with Iran in deep contractual negotiations. Then China comes to the Middle East, putting a military base on the eastern coast of Africa, just miles from our largest military base in the area. They supply troops by the thousands to Russia into Syria. And of course, Syria is a huge prophetic nation in the Bible. And here's Russia and China with military troops in Syria. Syria has imploded into an irreconcilable civil war. The Middle East has imploded with Arab Spring. And we're watching the Middle East on fire. And I hear the music, so I know we gotta take a break. But I'm just saying, man, I mean, we're the first generation in history to see this.
This is John Reagan with Carl Gallops. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is John Reagan.
Pastor Carl Gallups, and I spent 8.5 years as an Air Force officer out of college. Three of those years I lived in Germany, and the last 2.5 I was at the Pentagon working on the nuclear planning system. So I've got a bit of understanding of some of the weapons that would be involved, and I've been watching Russia and China with these new hypersonic weapons that are real game changers, because before that you had ballistic missiles, and what ballistic means is it's like a bullet. You know, you fire it, and you know, based on wind and gravity, you know what it's going to do. These new vehicles can change direction, so all of the anti-missile missiles that we do have that don't even work all that well are useless against these new weapons. So it'd be interesting if things go hot right now.
Yeah. No, John, listen, I do appreciate your expertise and your service to our nation, and you're absolutely right. I've researched those things as well, but of course you speak of your firsthand knowledge. And But you're right. I mean, again, it goes to the burgeoning curve of the exponential growth of technology, and I write about that a lot in my book. I speak and preach to this. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-blowing. Most of the church just doesn't understand this. They just don't get it. What's really going on? Which is why so much of my life is dedicated to helping the church to get it. A lot of pastors don't get this. Most of American citizens just don't understand what you just said. That what's happening in the world of technology, and particularly as it relates to warfare, it was science fiction just a decade ago, much less 2,000 years ago when the Bible wrote about these things. Oh, it might not have mentioned ballistic missiles or hypersonic, but the description of what it speaks of and suggests and the times. I mean, the technology that's mentioned in the Bible, John, I mean, just the words, the whole world will see something at once. The whole world will be forced to take a mark. The whole world will worship this one leader. And the image, there will be an image created that will be caused to live and breathe. The image will come to life. Miracles, fire will be called down from heaven. I mean, good gosh, 2,000 years ago, when John wrote those words, and those are just his words, that's not even counting the words of Daniel, and speaking of the exponential growth in transportation information technologies in Daniel chapter 12, when John wrote those words just 2,000 years ago, they were complete science fiction. The things he describes, the things that he saw, the technology that he describes. Yet, when we read those words, when I said the whole world will see it at once, immediately everybody said, well, that's no big deal. I mean, we can see everything at once on our cell phone now, much less on television. We used to say TV, but now. And then we said, oh, no, well, it's satellite radio. You know, now cable TV. No, cable TV. What? Now we've got satellite TV. No, we don't even need that. Now we've got Internet. Well, that's not a big deal because now we walk around with it in our hands, John. In our hands, we can watch TV, video, radio, everything. So we're watching this happen before our eyes. When I talk about one world, that the Bible said everybody will be forced to take a mark. Well, John, I have all of this heavily documented in my book. People can read it with their own eyes. I'm sure you're aware of the UN 2030 agenda and the section of it that speaks of they openly brag that they are going to, quote, identify every human being on the planet with a biometric marking system. These are their words. For the purpose of peace and security and safety. Well, those words come right out of the Bible. Well, how are they going to do it? They said they're going to do it by the year 2030. Well, that's a dozen years from now. But for people who are listening that are thinking, well, but you know, I mean, that's, so they're just bragging about it. Okay, but consider this. This is the first time in human history that we've had the technology to actually pull it off, and now we've got a globalist organization declaring they're going to do it, and they've even named the tech companies, and those tech companies on their websites are openly bragging about it, John.
And that 2030 date is for the outlying third world nations.
That's right. It's already going on right now in the first world nation. Already.
And we'll be back after the bottom of the hour break.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You are what you eat,
No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why should I have got here?
Take my, when you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is John Reagan with Carl Gallups. Before we lose all the time here, I do want to mention a few websites. And here at the Watchman Conference coming up here in Dallas, March 31st through April 2nd. That website is hearthewatchmen.com. You can also get the link from my website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Just click on the news tab, and it's the top link on every post for at least the last couple of months. They just recently got a new block of hotel rooms, so don't put it off. It's just a month and a half away, which is nothing, and you really don't want to miss out being there. I know you've got some websites. You have CarlGallups.com, CarlGallups. And let's see if I can do this in one breath. Short for preaching the precious salvation of Jesus in many countries, many ways, thus obliterating our nemesis, Satan, and his kingdom, which short is PPSIMMONS, PPSimmons.com. Yeah. And I don't know if there's anything else you want to cover.
Yeah, yeah. And we've shortened it. It's a big network now. It's called the PNN News and Ministry Network, PP Simmons News and Ministry Network. Yeah, and yeah, but the bottom line, just everybody can go to my main website, CarlGallups.com. It's very easy to remember if you can remember my name, CarlGallups.com. And from there, you can find out everything about the church that I pastor, the radio program that I host. I've been doing it for 15 years. To watch me on TV, all my books, thousands of videos that I've made, ministry articles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm in the media a lot, so a lot of that media presentation is there, written media, TV, radio, et cetera, at CarlGallups.com. And again, if you want to get any of my books, just go there or to Amazon.com and put my name in. And I've got an author page there. And so anyway, I'm easy to find, CarlGallups.com. Thanks, John.
You're welcome. It was 1982 when I landed in Germany and went through what then was called NBC, Nuclear Biological and Chemical Warfare Training. And after that training, that sent me back to my Bible to read the book of Revelation for the second time. And it's like you say, you know, they didn't call it the same thing because certain things didn't exist back then. But that was what really set me off on my personal preparedness endeavors.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the book that I wrote just before this is called Be Thou Prepared, Equipping the Church for Times of Persecution and Trouble. And it speaks of the biblical truths of preparedness and the biblical, I mean, from the early church all the way up to today, and then practical application of that today in the Christian life and in church life and in family life. But anyway, again, I'm just not trying to advertise the book. I'm just agreeing with you that, yeah, that needs to be a big part of God's people's lives. And the church as well. We need to be prepared to minister to those around us as calamities and disasters befall the world, which those have always been around. But the Bible says in the last days, in these prophetic times, that those kinds of things will become more frequent. And, you know, not only more frequent, John, but also we just have more people living in the world now. And, you know, 7-point-something billion people, and the vast majority of those live near earthquake zones or water areas like, you know, oceans and tsunamis and hurricanes or in tornado alley zones around the world and volcanoes. And, you know, so anyway, those kinds of things have always befallen the planet. But the Bible's clear that in the last days, those kinds of natural phenomenon disasters will begin to increase as well. And the church needs to be prepared to minister, regardless of when the rapture is and all of those things. I get it. It kills me when I hear Christians saying, well, I don't have to prepare because the Lord's just going to take care of me. And my answer to that is, look, I get it. I mean, listen, we got to walk by faith. I get it. You can store up a barn full of stuff and the barn can burn down, I mean, during a disaster. I get that. But the bottom line is to say, I'm just going to let the Lord handle it for me because I've got more faith than you. My response is, well, quit going to the grocery store then. What are you doing when you go grocery shopping? You're prepping. You know, you're storing up. Quit paying insurance bills. Why do you even have insurance? Why don't you just, you know, by faith, just let God provide that for you? Why do you buckle up your seatbelt? Why do you wear a helmet when you ride a motorcycle? Why do you have fire extinguishers? Why do you have locks on your doors? Why do you take the keys out of your car? I mean, what are you doing? You're prepping, you know? So I just tell Christians, look, just be be reasonable about this. You know, you don't have to go live in the woods under a log and eat grubs from under a tree, but I mean, you might have to one day, but in the meantime, I tell Christians, use your head, get prepared. We're living in prophetic times. You need to be prepared, not just to take care of yourself and your family, but also that's a good way to minister, to reach out to others in the name of Jesus Christ, John, is when things get tough. The people who aren't prepared have much more, they're much more prone to listen to those of us who are prepared in those times, don't you think?
I would hope so. And, you know, just to relate, you know, I've been talking about this. I've been public for over 5 years now. And I find out, you know, the people on the left have such faith in government and technology that they think that's going to take care of them. And then, you know, you get the Christians, like you say, I don't have to worry because I'm going to be raptured out of here. Well, you know, let's just give you the pre-trib doctrine, but how are you so sure that that's going to happen before the financial collapse of the United States?
Well, there you go. Yeah. No, that's right. And that's what I tell people. Look, I'm not stomping on anybody's eschatology. I mean, eschatology is going to take care of itself. It could be we're all wrong about the timing of the rapture, etc. So, I mean, I've got my passionate beliefs about it, but I don't break fellowship with people over that. But what I tell Christians is just what you said. Regardless of when eschatology literally and finally plays out, you can't tell me that this earth, even if we're still here before the rapture during certain times, you can't tell me that this earth is not in turmoil and that we should not be prepared. You know, you're talking about even the left. Yeah, I don't know if you saw this or not, but I've spoken to this several times in the last couple of weeks. There was a huge article in the UK Daily Mail, and it is, let me see. Here it is right here. It's called Apocalypse Island. Tech billionaires are building hideaways in New Zealand. Now, listen to this, John and your audience. I'm not going to read the article to you guys. I'm not going to bore you like that. But here's the gist of the article. The article brags about how technology billionaires, and it goes on to name some of these areas and where they come from. They're all liberals. Not all technology billionaires are liberal, but I mean, this article is making it clear. These are liberal people of the liberal persuasion. They, by the dozens, have gone to New Zealand. Listen to this, John. They've literally dug holes in the ground and in the mountains and in the caves to hide themselves in during time of world calamity. And they've got it stocked with ammunition and food and all these things. And they're doing this article. And guess what they said that they are afraid of? And I'm going to read this paragraph. It says, what the catastrophe will precisely be to cause them to run to these hideaways is unclear. But possibilities include a devastating asteroid impact, giant earthquakes, nuclear war, civil war, pandemics, and listen to this, or a zombie invasion, they've been watching way too much TV, or the second coming. It literally says that, John, in this article out of the UK, the liberal leftists are building bolt holes, they're called, to the bolt away to get into a hole in the ground, holes in the ground and in the caves, to hide from the second coming of Jesus Christ. It literally says that in this mainstream article. And what does Revelation 6 say about those last days? That they will hide themselves in the caves and in the ground, and they will cry out, hide ourselves, rocks fall upon us, for the day of the wrath of God has come. The day of the wrath of the Lamb has come. Oh my gosh, John, we're watching it live out before our eyes, and again, mainstream media writes about this stuff, and they don't even know what they're saying.
You know, it's not fair, you know, keeping score, because you just keep on, you know, ticking off, you know, what we're seeing that was written about so long ago.
Yeah, Yeah. No, I mean, I mean, I could just go on and on. Dozens, I said, are in my book, and so much has happened since then. But I mean, I think about this marking system. Oh my gosh, like you said, I mean, they're already doing it with biometrics, but it's much more insidious than that. And it's, and as you said, it's going into the third world. It's going into the jungles. I've got examples in my book of that. And then this whole globally pervasive tracking and spying and technologies and transhumanism and CRISPR-Cas9 and genetic engineering and animal-human hybrids and eternal life technologies. That's all stuff in the headlines now. It was 5 years ago we were talking about this. People thought we were nut jobs. 5 years later, headlines are bragging about all of that stuff. And then, of course, Jesus talked about the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah in the last days. Oh, my word, we're there. He talked about the spirit of the days of Noah. Oh, my word, we're there. Now we have the rise of ISIS, the extinction of Christianity in the Middle East. By the way, that's the headlines of a New York Times article, not some crazy preacher. The re-Islamization of Turkey, the collapse of national borders, unprecedented, I'm trying to get that word out, the Shemitah outpouring that a lot of Christians have kind of, you know, winked at and laughed at. Well, nothing happened on Shemitah. Oh, my gosh. I document in my book it was the most profound time in America's history and in world history concerning prophetic events that piled up, that clustered around that 1 year. And a lot of it's still going on. And on top of all of that, Orthodox Jews are coming to Christ, Muslims are coming to Christ in record numbers. I'm telling you, John, we're living in prophetic times.
And because of the recent election, we could be seeing support for the new temple.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We'll be back after this break.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product.
Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I told you it was going to be a fast one. This is John Reagan with Pastor Carl Gallup's. We're down to our final 5 minutes. Where would you like to go in the time we have left?
Well, brother, wherever you want to go. While we're at break, I was just looking at this incredulous article again out of the Daily Mail, and I was looking. There's a picture in it, you know, for dramatic effects of a nuclear bomb going off and the mushroom cloud of fire. I mean, it's a very dramatic picture. In fact, it looks like it might have been CGI created. It's so dramatic. But underneath it is the caption, "Nuclear war is just one of the fears driving the billionaire refugees." You know, this is just so telling, this entire article, because the things they fear, you know, are the things that you and I and people like us for years, I mean, 30 years of my life, I've spent preaching the word and warning people of the prophetic times and warning people of the various technological advancements that would be coming our way. And, of course, the left has been snickering at people like me and, you know, and you, and calling us names, and, oh, we're just complete idiots. But now, even the left, even unbelievers, even people who obviously don't know the word, because of the things that they're saying, they see the same thing. They understand. They understand that something's getting ready to snap. Things are winding down. And so this article goes on to say that tellingly, quote, "the geeks of Silicon Valley appear to be most worried that it will be a struggle between rich and poor in a world economy turned upside down by new technology with them as the main targets." Well, John, that's part of what you talk about is the world economy turning upside down. new technology, that's what you and I have been talking about, this exponential growth. And then with now the rich are concerned that they're going to be the main targets, so they're going to go hide in the caves and in the hole in the ground because they're afraid that the second coming is on its way, and with it is nuclear war. I mean, this is astounding, John. I mean, people all over the world sense that something is wrong, and we who are believers, we have the answer. Not only do we know what's wrong, but we know the solution, and we know how to live without fear, and that is, we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind in Jesus Christ. God's got this. He's the one that told us all of this was going to happen. He even told us the signs to look for. And now we see that we're living in the most prophetic times that have ever come upon this earth. And I'm encouraging Christians, man, get engaged, stay engaged, love life, enjoy life, plan for the future, because we don't know when the date is, and get on with life. I mean, mow the grass, pay the bills, send your kids to college, save up for retirement, but in the middle of it all, please be aware, we're living in profoundly prophetic times, and God has raised us up for such a time as this. John, does that make sense?
Absolutely. You know, I'll say that, you know, the most important thing is to have your spiritual house in order. And then when it comes to everything that's going on, it's not hopeless. But the problem that we have is that the skills that our not too distant ancestors have disappeared. We don't know how to live without electricity and petroleum and this modern supply chain.
Yeah.
And that's why we need that physical preparedness in there as well.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's spiritual preparedness, it's physical preparedness, absolutely, and just philosophical preparedness. And of course, that goes with spiritual, and that is you got to get your mind wrapped around the fact that life changes, the world changes, technology changes, and you got to kind of change with it. If you just go through life la 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 la, looking in the sky, denying what's happening around you, you're not even going to be able to interpret the scriptures correctly, much less life itself. So, I mean, there are a lot of things that people need to get a grip on, and of course, that's a big part of what your ministry and my ministry is, John, helping them get that grip.
And unfortunately, there's another part of the Bible that talks about God granting them their strong delusion.
Yeah. You're so right. John, thanks for having me. I hear some music. Thank you so much for having me on. I look forward to seeing you in Texas in just a few weeks.
I look forward to that myself. Thank you for being with us.
Sir, God bless you.
Bless you. Remember, class, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.